This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to S&M Fridays on Joy 94.9, and you are here with Simon and Michael, and we've got a quite a big show we have today.
Jam-packed, isn't it?
Thank you to Michael for the news, and to those two people that do the drive show, whatever their names are. I don't know. Yeah. Someone and someone. that guy and the girl, whoever they are.
Now, we've got an absolutely massive show for you tonight. Last week, we had Eurovision contestant Kurt Kalia.
Kurt, from Malta.
On the show. And so we had a chance to chat with someone on the inside of Eurovision.
Yes. We had a nice chat with Kurt and what's been happening in Baku.
That's Baku. Right. Where is Baku?
Oh, in Azerbaijan.
Isn't that where Borat's from?
I think so. Close to, next to.
I think they should have him performing.
That'd be nice.
A song.
In his little mankini.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. It's tradition. Be, yeah, yeah. Just before the voting.
Yeah. Indeed. Now, we have also got a very special guest on the show tonight. I did manage to catch up with her earlier in the week after my epic fail in regards to time calculation between here and New York.
Look, you make mistakes and you learn from them and you move on.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
good.
So now I know exactly how many hours New York is behind.
That's right. Congratulations. And what is that for the people out there? What's the difference between there and here?
It is you need to take away 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then change the AM, PM.
Oh, okay.
So now it would be 5 a.m.
5 a.m. So a good morning to our New York listeners as you're slowly waking up from your slumber.
So we'll be catching up with the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, Sharon Needles.
Uh-huh, yes.
And just to find out a little bit about what she's up to after the show and more about her style as well. She is probably the most controversial contestant the show's seen.
Yes.
So I thought it would be a great opportunity to have a chat with her and find out a little bit more.
Nice. And then we've also got some music to whet your diva appetite
tonight. We do.
The top 15 new divas. Because, you know, the old ones are not around anymore, really.
Whitney.
bless her soul.
They're dropping like flies, basically. So we need some new age divas. So I've compiled a list of top 15
mm-hmm.
new age divas. So we're talking about people who are long stayers. So people who have had a career for the last 10 years.
Yes.
People who are reviving their career.
Okay.
People who aren't currently known as divas.
Yep.
But in 2 years' time.
So future. They're future divas.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got some predictions. We've got some traditional divas for you as well. So we're actually going to start the show with number 15 on our top 15 countdown of New Age divas.
Okay.
Now, number 15 goes to someone who has a new track with a Puerto Rican duo, Winston and Yandel.
Oh, that's an interesting name. Mm. Winston and Yandel.
And Yandel.
That sounds like some sort of...
You'd hate your parents for that,
wouldn't you? You would. You would disown them.
And she made a comeback last year with some new material, and she's also a judge on a reality TV show.
Oh, now you know you've hit the big time when you're on reality TV.
That's right. So this one is actually added to the Joy playlist this week.
Nice.
And
fresh.
The track, yeah, very fresh.
Fresh.
And the track is called Follow the Leader here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Now, we would love to know what your favourite drag names are. Now, there's a lot of them out there.
Yes.
Some of them not so funny, but some of them are really, really well thought out.
Indeed.
Now, I know that there would have been a lot of flack for our guest coming up. At 7:30, we'll be playing our interview with Sharon Needles from RuPaul's Drag Race. She was the winner, and
she'll be
joining us very, very soon. I found a few more. What would your drag name be?
Well, it's funny you should ask that because I spent a day.
Did you get a dress yesterday?
I didn't. I haven't got one yet. It's on the plans, of course. You know, with a nice glittery dress. But I spent a whole day learning about how to jab people with adrenaline after they've eaten a nut and can no longer breathe.
Ooh.
So, So, I'm very good at that. So, if anyone is ever needing adrenaline, using an EpiPen.
Jabbing people.
Jabbing people after you've had a nut. And You've lost the ability to breathe. I can help you out. Not a problem. But while I was in that particular session, learning how to do that, of course, the actual condition is called anaphylaxis.
Mm.
And that is a perfect name, I think, for a drag queen. Yes. Anaphylaxis.
I like it.
You know, it's
like
nice.
It. You could come
it's
out nice. With a big swollen face. You could. And, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With an EpiPen in one hand.
Grasping for your at your throat.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
Yeah. Mine is food related. Mm-hmm. As you know, I work in that industry.
Nuts?
No nuts. No nuts in this one. Okay. So my drag name would be, you've all heard of the singer Kesha.
Yes. Well, with the dollar sign.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So keeping the dollar sign, still same first name, Kesha.
Kesha.
Surname Lorraine.
Kesha Lorraine.
Mm.
Oh, that's very eggy.
It would be a bit of egg. You wouldn't want an egg allergy.
No, you wouldn't. Or egg on your face while you're trying to perform. That wouldn't be very good.
Very true.
Bit of rotten egg.
Bit of bacon.
Mm. Oh, delicious. Onion thrown at you. Oh, nice. Mm.
Now, I've also found some other names which I thought were really funny.
Yes.
One of them is I'm pretty sure she's a Melbourne-based drag queen.
Yep.
With the name Marion Divorce.
Marion Divorce.
I love that
That's
one.
That's a nice
That's
one.
Very well thought out. Nova China as well.
Of course.
And I'll be honest,
yes.
I did have a bit of a blonde moment, and it took me a while to actually work out what that meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
And please explain, because I
not
have
at this
no
time
idea.
Slot. I think you do know. You do know.
I need pictures. It's much easier that way. I'm a visual person. It's much easier for me to understand.
All right, I'll find a picture of a Nova China for
you. Okay, thank you.
Also, some more that I found were Roxanne Debris.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Cara Van Park.
Cara Van Park. She's German. She's German.
Oh, yes. It's a very Euro name, isn't it?
It is.
Or Deutsch.
Deutsch.
Helen Wheels.
Oh, Helen Wheels.
I love that one.
That's a good one.
Mm.
And coming on, on a motorbike, perhaps.
Oh, yes.
You know, screeching down the stage.
Yeah, commercial road.
Oh, that'd be pretty. Mm. That'd be nice. Mm. The trams would be happy about that. But, you know, it'd be a sight
Should
to see.
Should be collected by a tram.
Even better. Then it would be on Helen Wheels, wouldn't it?
Now, we're going to jump back into the music. We just played track number 15 in our top 15 of New Age Divas, Jennifer Lopez.
Yep.
I remember back when she brought out her first track it was about 1999.
A little while ago.
Yeah. So we're looking at sort of 13 years since she's last released material. She had a bit of a break there,
mm-hmm.
but she's really sort of getting back on track now with music. And I think she's a stayer.
Well, I think she's had enough of the movies. She's done the movie thing now.
But good actress.
Oh, well, depends who you
I've got to say, thousands would disagree. I actually thought that Made in Manhattan was quite good.
Yes, yes.
I found it entertaining. It doesn't give you the meaning of life.
No, that's right.
I think that the movie's quite entertaining.
You know, that's on the couch with a popcorn and just watching it, you know. I enjoyed the Manhattan part of the movie as opposed to the maid. but that's my personal opinion.
I am going to go from one Jennifer to another.
Okay, yes, now. Nice.
So from Jennifer Lopez to Jennifer Hudson.
Oh.
Now, recently, and this track hasn't actually been released as a single yet.
Right.
But it does appear on David Guetta's new album.
Oh.
She's actually released she's collaborated on a track with David Guetta.
Yep.
She was an American Idol contestant in around the mid-2000s.
Oh, that's a long time in Australian. Oh, sorry, not Australian. No. American Idol.
I do remember watching it because it was the year that they didn't do Australian Idol and they put the American one.
Oh, yes.
And, brilliant to watch. And she also won a Golden Globe for the movie Dreamgirls.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So here is number 14, Jennifer Hudson, Night of Your Life. You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Simon and Michael with S&M Fridays.
That was a lovely little chop at the end there that you did with your hands. The song was finished.
And it got such a wonderful response. It was a You Can Talk movement.
Oh, was it?
And I just got a blank look.
I thought that was the end of the song, and I'm just, just doing a bit of karate to finish off the song. I didn't know that. I need to watch these things. I know.
It's very similar to charades.
It is. Mm. See, well, I'm not good at charades. That's the problem. Mm. I never did them. I never won charades.
So you're a different generation. So you would never have done charades.
No, we just played Celebrity Head. That was our game.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was easy because there was just words. You don't have to ask questions. There was none of this, you know, sounds like, looks like, three syllables, four, first word, second word, you know, this word, that
oh,
word.
Oh, how we passed the time back then.
This action's for that, this action's for of.
I remember when I was young, and I know that my dad's not going to be listening to this show, okay. So I can bag him out as much as
wonderful.
I want.
Wonderful.
Board games are a big thing in our house. So this was before your PlayStation and all that
stuff.
Oh,
in the old
stuff.
Days.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remembered the noisiest game that was ever produced was a game called Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I love Hungry Hippos.
Do you remember
Hungry
that?
Hippos,
yeah.
Yes.
So all I remember was it was peace and quiet and you saw all of these balls in the middle and then as soon as four people went on their hippo, it was just a a bash of sound.
Oh,
so, and I
magic.
Remember it sent my dad over the edge one day.
Oh, good.
And
nice.
He picked it up and threw it against the wall. Oh. And we were finding those little white balls around the house for months afterwards.
The hippos were hungry then for a while.
No, we didn't play that game for a while.
Oh, the poor hippos. Oh, no.
I know. I know.
Joy 94.9.
So we've got Sharon Needles, the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, coming up. So stay tuned if you want to hear a little bit more about her style, her life before and after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. You're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael, and joining me on tonight's show is the winner of this year's RuPaul's Drag Race. She's the queen of the macabre and certainly the most controversial contestant the series has seen. She joins us tonight on Joy 94.9. Welcome to S&M Fridays, Sharon Needles.
Hello, Simon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a small break from tour, and I'm back at home in the beautiful city of Pittsburgh listening to my Donna Summer vinyl collection.
Wonderful. Now, hasn't your life been a roller coaster ride this year? Congratulations on taking out the title of RuPaul's Drag Race for 2012. What do you think gave you the edge from your other competitors?
I really think that 2012 is the year for the ghoul.
Right, yeah.
I think it's because I showed a lot of honesty, a lot of variety, and was completely honest the entire process. I also think I delivered a very important message that really needs to be heard this year, and that's to remain yourself no matter who you are in the face of adversity. And I think that's what America really identified with.
Definitely. Now, for our listeners who haven't seen your style yet, I like to describe it as the love child of Marilyn Manson and Lady Gaga with the vamp of Elvira. Do you draw any of your style from these amazing people?
I would say yes, some from Marilyn Manson, who was like he was my Lady Gaga growing up.
Mm.
But I think gay culture. We have such great tools like the internet to really educate ourselves on what's out there. I think gay culture is a little too wrapped up in this Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj obsession. My style of drag and visual art really comes from a much more underground world, like the films of John Waters and Greg Araki and people like Divine and Lee Bowery and Amanda Lepore and Elvira. So, I'm more of a product of sub pop culture that not everyone knows about, but I'm glad to be a spokesperson for sub pop culture to let gay people know there's a lot more out there than just Lady Gaga.
For sure. Now, at what point in your life did you realize that this was your calling?
I guess since I have memory, I grew up in a small farming community where there wasn't a lot of ways for imaginative kids to express themselves. So I basically lived in a television set and, with people like Elvira and Peggy Bundy and these ditzy, overpainted female characters, I knew since as far back as I can remember that I was going to be a lady clown on TV, and ta-da, I did it.
That's great. Well, speaking of TV, I was in the States in February and March of this year and was amazed how the gay community get behind the RuPaul's Drag Race series. All the clubs have their own RuPaul's Drag Race nights and the community can't get enough of it. How has being on the show changed your interaction with the community? Like, do you get more club gigs and more exposure to new opportunities?
Absolutely. Yeah. Other than my booking fee just going through the roof,
for sure.
I'm getting great opportunities to work with my idols. I've got to work with Amanda Lepore. I'll be working with Peaches Christ. I'll be working with Jane County. And yeah, I'm currently on a 60-city tour day as we speak. Yeah, I basically live in airports and nightclubs.
I was looking at your gig guide on your website. You're booked right up till Christmas, and I was wondering, what can people expect from a Sharon Needles live show?
What you can expect from a Sharon Needles live show is a lot of humor, a lot of gore, a good old-fashioned messy time, and just an example of reminding people that drag is for fun and that we're here to celebrate, and we're all here just to have a good time and not to take drag or life too seriously. It's basically about 2 hours of watching a grown man in a dress embarrass himself for the sake of entertainment.
Wonderful. Now, the gay scene here in Australia would really dig your style and persona. Do you have any plans to travel internationally?
Oh, absolutely. I've even had opportunities to be in Australia, but unfortunately it conflicted with some scheduling for me. I'll be playing Frankenfurter in a San Antonio 3-week run of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, wow.
And it conflicted with that time. But the second that I can head overseas is going to be a great opportunity. Not only will I get to, meet the fans of other cultures, but I get to experience these beautiful places I would have never dreamed I would that I would be able to go to. So I'm pretty much planning on going to Australia, buying myself lavender bus and and touring through the outback. Yeah,
wonderful. Excellent. Now, you have a clothing line with some amazing designs as well. What else is on the horizon for you away from performing?
Away from performing, I'm going to be working on some music projects. You know, I'm taking my time with it, though. I don't want to just, rush it and just put out club music that will eventually fade. I am so protective over Sharon Needles' body of work, so my music is going to take some time. Of course, I'm doing some theater acting. I'm doing some modeling. I'm collaborating with great designers like Odd Clothing Line and it's odd_style.com, which is a design house in New York. Also working with a great legendary New York designer named Scooter LaForge, who does all my distressed T-shirts and designed a collaboration with me for my underwear line, which is inspired on underwear that has poop and pee stains already in them, so you don't have to pee if you do it yourself.
Oh, it's great that there's a market out there for that. Oh, that's wonderful. Sharon Needles, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and with Joy, and we hope to see you in Australia very, very soon. When you do come to Australia, you'll have to come into the radio station in Melbourne, where Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station.
Oh, no problem. I would absolutely love that. And you'll hear no shrimp on the Barbie or any of those annoying statements that you probably hear a lot from the States.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
You have an ice cold Foster's waiting for me.
We will, definitely. Okay. Thanks, Sharon.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Joy 94.9.
You are back on Joy 94.9. You're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. Now, the track that you just heard was number 11 of our top 15 divas.
Uh-huh. Good.
This person was born Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
Ooh. Hmm. Well, we've already had a Hudson, so it can't be what that one. Was the first time Catherine?
Hmm.
Was that right? Catherine. Catherine is a long way of... We can shorten it to Kate.
You'd be good on hot seat.
You're talking through my answers. Yeah, yeah. I think it's Kate. Kate Hudson. Can't be Kate Hudson. What are the answers?
10 seconds left.
Oh, I don't know what the answers are. Lock in C.
Katy Perry. Mm. So Katy Perry was actually born Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
No. I'll see why she changed her name. Because Catherine Hudson isn't quite your pop diva type name.
It's not. But the remix that we had of that was by Vandalism. Now, we are going to have a bit of a chat about a situation that happened to me last week.
Yes.
I found myself in the emergency room looking after my partner.
Yes, you did. Yes, you were.
So I spent a few hours in the emergency room, and it reminded me of some situations in emergency rooms where you know how you're in those little... It's sort of like a cubicle.
Oh, yeah. With the curtains. Little curtains and the movable bed and stuff.
Yes. The thing about that is that you can hear everybody's conversations.
Okay, cool. Well, you would imagine that. It's like having a curtain between you in the shower, you know, and you're in the shower.
Exactly, yes.
And there's someone else who's doing something else in the bathroom.
Yes, that's a story for another time.
Oh, okay, sorry. That's for later. That's for 10.
I wanted to have a chat to you about emergency room conversations.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I've heard a couple which do spring to mind, and I know it sounds like I frequent emergency rooms.
It sounds like you're always an episode of ER or...
But the times that I have...
All Saints.
Or Asher Keddie in Offspring.
It's nice.
The story that I heard this week was by a nurse who was saying that she had a patient come in who was 20 years old.
Okay.
And she was complaining of abdominal pains.
All right.
Right. Okay. So they did all these tests and everything was okay and everything came back fine, but they did more of a look.
Yep.
And it turned out to be her twin.
What?
That had started growing inside her.
Her twin.
Yes.
Like a little...
After 20 years. Now, I don't know how this happens. Obviously, there's a bit of lies going around the nurses' quarters.
I think some doctors out, you know, who are listening might be able to help. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
Again, I need a picture.
There'd be plenty of nurses out there.
Yeah, nurses would know how that all happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So we'd like to know whether that's true. I heard that and I thought,
I've seen on TV. I've seen TV shows where they find either in the mother. The mother has still got the other baby, for safe
they
keeping.
Find a tooth or something.
You know, safekeeping in there. And then there are others who the actual sibling, the actual child has got it. I think it's when the egg breaks apart.
Yes.
I'm going back now to high school biology. Oh, yes, because I am a doctor from way back. Yeah.
MD.
MD, indeed. But I think that's the reason why. But it's not exactly the most common of things to happen.
No. But then I did hear another story about a guy who was screaming and he was in so much pain. And
abdominal?
I'm not sure, actually. Okay. I didn't ask. I didn't peek through the curtain and say, excuse me, with a pen and paper.
Yeah.
But, he was screaming in pain.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, he left the room and then come back and he said, oh, that's so much better.
Okay.
And,
good.
And so then I realised that he needed to go and pee, right?
Nice.
So what they'd done is they had collected it.
Okay,
I know. Yep. In those situations, yes.
Well, in the hospital, it's the
bottle.
You always
it's
do.
The bottle with the handle.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. Yep.
So they looked at it and they said, oh, wow, that's a large amount. The normal bladder only holds 300 mil.
Yeah.
You've had a litre.
Wow.
Mm.
Although people who can hold on for a long time must have the same sort of, I won't say a problem,
true,
but the same sort of thing. You know, like if you have to hold on for so long, surely you'd also have a bladder that's as big as...
Bladder conditioning.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Yeah, just slowly stretching it, slowly, but surely.
True. But he did sound like he was in a lot of pain.
I probably could imagine.
Hence why he was in emergency.
Well, that would make sense.
But so there's some really strange stories going on in emergency rooms.
Yeah, well...
Very interesting places.
They are interesting places because you get all sorts of rain. It's like even just watching TV.
Mm.
Even the fake ERs, the fake emergency departments have got interesting things, let alone the reality type, you know, RPA type shows. You know, those where you just see random, totally random things you would never dream about seeing, and lo and behold, someone's got a screwdriver stuck somewhere, or they've lost their long-lost twin, and they just discover them after 20 years.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very random.
Hmm. It is indeed.
Joy 94.9.
We are back on drag names. Now, you've had some messages come through
with
some favourite drag names.
So David sent through a couple of interesting names. One is, some of the old favourites. So we've got things like Ophelia Cox, you know, good old Ophelia, who's been around, I think, Ophelia. But there's also someone, you know, if you want a more of an exotic name.
Mm-hmm.
There's Sofonda Dildos. and Sofonda likes to get around as well. So there are some options. If you want to go into the business, there are some that you could choose from.
True. And who did they come from?
From David. And he popped those through on our Facebook page.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Now, Stephen Craigieburn has sent through a fantastic one. Rachel Tension.
Mm. Rachel Tension.
I like that one.
Oh.
Mm.
That involves
stirs
thinking.
Stirs the pot.
That involves thinking.
And they're the ones that I like. They're the ones that I think are really good. The ones that are thought out are fantastic.
Yes.
There are some out there that just really,
And
hit and miss.
It's also, some of the good ones are the ones that when you look at the name, you have to read it first to work out what it is.
Yes.
They're also good ones. Yeah. I like those ones.
So another one that I found, which I was laughing quite hard at.
Yeah, I think I heard you from outside the studio.
Was suppository spelling.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Poor
Tory spelling.
Poor Tory. You know your life has gone down the proverbial
racket ruin.
Yes, if you're getting that sort of love from the public.
Now, tell us about Eurovision.
You're
our Eurovision whiz.
Oh, look, I have been watching Eurovision for a good 20 years, give or take, being of a European background. Mm-hmm. It was one of the things that SBS was very important for back in the day when it first began broadcasting.
And now for tonight's Morphe.
No, well, see, it's uns point. Yeah, douze points. You'd learn French just by watching the voting. But it's all happening. It's actually on at the moment. Not that you'd be listening, be watching it, could be listening to us. But it's on telly at the moment. The semi-finals have been done. They're done and dusted.
Oh, wow.
I've been on media blackout for the last couple of days. Because
it's very much like Big Brother.
It is. Because the worst thing is when you have your little get-together, your shindig, on the Sunday night, and for some reason, apparently, it's now big enough. The winner is now big enough to make the news. So you tune into the news at 6 o'clock, and lo and behold, you find out who was won. And I don't like that.
Wow. So you actually successfully put yourself in media blackout, and you are unable to know who the winner is.
Last year, I was very upset. I just went on to get something for work, and on the side of the page that I've got at work was a feed from ABC. And one of the posts was the winner of Eurovision, and I was very upset.
Oh. Tell us about some of the contestants in Eurovision. There are some colourful entries this year.
We've got some Russian grandmas. Now, having said this, I do not know who has got through and who has not got through. Okay, so people, please don't bombard me with messages telling me that certain people are no longer in the contest, because I'm working on knowing that no one has actually won anything yet. So we got some Russian grandmas. They're sort of like live babushka dolls.
Oh,
and they
wow.
sing, and they sing and dance. Of course, there's Kurt.
How old are they?
Oh, they're like old. There's like an old grandma, like wrinkly, like pruny.
Really?
Yeah, up to like a borderline grandma.
You know, like sort of Cher like, and Bette Midler?
Yeah,
age
well,
or older?
That age.
Yeah.
They don't look like them.
But without all the plastic surgery.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
So that's what they would look like without all the work.
Exactly right. So there's those people. There's, of course, Kurt that we interviewed last week from Malta. We've got some... Of course, there's the French entry who has a great video to go with the song that's full of half-naked soldiers. We've got Engelbert Humperdinck for the UK. I actually quite like the song. It's one of those songs that just sort of grows on you after a while. Who else we've got? We've got all the old favourites. Italy's back, of course, again this year with a bit of a song. There's a San Marino entry about social networks.
A song about Facebook.
Well, the funny thing was, it actually was originally about Facebook, but there's a rule at Eurovision, like there is at Joy, that you can't actually talk about specific companies or trademarks.
So they sing about Bookface instead.
It's a social network. It's just a general social network,
okay.
But everyone knows what they mean, especially when they say mi piace as they're singing halfway through, and hello to our Italian speakers out there. So we've got, there's a whole lot of random, various, bizarre, of course, there's the Irish boys, the Jedward boys, who are back again with their big troll doll hair. So it's all happening. It's all happening this weekend.
Well, we'll have to have an update on next week's show.
We might have to do the top couple.
Yeah, let's do the top three.
Okay, done. I've got them.
Do they award a top three?
Them. Oh, yeah. We'll all know what order they come in, and we'll play
Excellent.
Those three.
All right. Well, we'll play the top three from Eurovision on next week's show. Right now, we are counting down the New Age Divas, so the top 15 New Age Divas.
Yes.
Coming in at number seven is an artist who is the only artist to have won a Grammy in pop, R&B, gospel, and rap.
My goodness.
Who do you
Someone's
think that
been
might
busy.
Be? I know. She doesn't have much.
Gospel, rap. Oh, I don't say who. I don't.
Obviously, not working full time.
No, of course not.
No. She's busy working full time making gospel music and rap.
And rap.
And pop and R&B. Yeah. That's normal.
Indeed. Now, the track is from Mary J. Blige.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, she... amazing voice, absolutely amazing voice. And she's had a 10-year career. She's done some amazing tracks. Not all of them have been absolute smashes.
No.
But her tracks are consistently good, and yes, she does win all these awards. So I reckon that even in the next few years, we're going to see her collaborate with some people and really get her name out there. So here's the track that she's done with Moto Blanco, and the track is called Just Fine. We have got also some drag names that have come through.
Yes,
Just
right now, Lawrence from Frankston wanted to tell us that his son wanted him to text us or to email us the drag names that he came up with. So his one is Fluffy Clifford, and it's also Feather Ashley. So there we got some other names. They're based on that whole first pet street name game.
Ah, yes.
You know, that
yes.
game. Yeah, so they're some ideas. And
Joy 94.9.
Oh, you could go in Eurovision with that voice. That was Estelle with the track One Love.
Yes, One Love.
And Estelle is coming at number four.
Ooh, number four.
So we've only got three to go.
We only have three to go.
And New Age Divas.
And Scott from Kensington is pleading. I think he's on his knees pleading for us to play Kylie's Time Bomb. I'm not sure. I don't know what he means about this. Who's this Kylie person? What is this Time
it's
Bomb
It's been
business?
The scandal of the day, isn't it?
It has been the biggest news.
Nothing else has happened in world news apart from the fact that Kylie Minogue leaked a CD on iTunes at some time this morning and then it got removed.
Yes.
But we have it.
We do. And she may make an appearance in the next couple of songs. Possibly.
It'd be an interesting top three without Kylie.
It would be. I think there would be riots along Bourke Street if there was no Kylie in the top three.
That's right. Now, speaking of the top three, we're going to get into number three. Now, number three goes to an out and proud lesbian.
Oh, good on her.
So we have to have one in the top three. She is only in her early 20s.
Okay, yeah.
She produced the 2006 club anthem Standing in the Way of Control, and her band have just released a brand new album. It was Joy's album of the week last week. The vocalist is by the name of Beth Ditto, her band name is Gossip. Now, they are my second favorite band in the world. Anything that they release, I absolutely love. And I think that she's the sort of person who is very much an undiscovered talent. Not undiscovered, like her band has a cult following.
Yes.
But I think they will go more pop.
Yep.
And her voice is just absolutely fantastic. So we are going to hear one of the tracks from their brand new album. It hasn't been released as a single yet, but it is on the Joy playlist.
Joy 94.9.
And that was the newie from Kylie Minogue.
It seems that nothing is actually telling us when things finish. But that's okay.
I know.
We'll work with that. That's okay. So that was Time Bomb. Time Bomb. Is it right? Time Bomb, Kylie Minogue, something like that.
And that
like
bombed
that
for us because apparently it's still going.
It's still going. Oh, it's a long song.
It is indeed. But I reckon she might do okay with that.
I reckon. Yeah. Well, anything Kylie will probably do well. So we'll get there.
She could sit there and throw up into a microphone and the gays would still buy it.
Oh, big time. Nice. It's good for her.
But I've got to say, I really enjoy that. I thought that was quite good.
But she's only number two.
She is only number two. We have one more to go.
Yes.
But first of all, we want to say a big thank you to everybody who has messaged in with the drag names.
They were very good. We quite enjoyed them.
Indeed. A big thank you to Sharon Needles, the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, who's joined us on the show tonight. And we will be back next week.
Somewhat.
And we will also be at Radiothon.
All the same time.
At the launch party. So I'll be DJing there. You'll be up there as well.
I'll be doing something.
Yes. And
rubber chickens. I don't know. We'll see how we go.
Chook Lotto.
Awesome.
Yeah. So tune in again. Same time next week, 7 p.m. for your weekly dose of S&M on S&M Fridays. And we're going to see the show out with the number one New Age Diva.
Yes.
Who I reckon this person will have a very, very lengthy career. Here she is here.
Yes. Who is it? Who is it, though? But who is it? Who is number one?
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. Can you tell me? But Beyonce.
Indeed.
But Beyonce.
At number one, here it is, Love on Top, the John Rizzo remix. On Joy 94.9, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.